This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The U.S. Department of Labor reported on Friday that the number of people filing for unemployment benefits dropped for the first time after 11 consecutive reported increases. But 13 million Americans are still out of work, and that number now includes many more older Americans. With 401ks and IRAs plummeting, more people who would have been contemplating retirement are keeping their jobs or even looking for new work, often competing with much younger applicants for fewer and fewer jobs. Cynthia Metzler is president and CEO of Experience Works. That's a national nonprofit group in Arlington, Virginia, that helps train and place older workers. She joins us in our studios. Thanks for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
And why are our seniors or older workers being harder hit in this recession than in previous ones?
Well, there's a number of reasons. One that you just hit upon, many people retired, are going to rely on their 401k and savings, and they've discovered that they don't have enough money anymore to continue to pay their bills. Another reason is many people were continuing to work into their older years, and they have been working maybe in the same place for 20, 30, 40 years, and that place has closed down. And others find themselves to be not quite as strong as they were in the past, and so they're physically not able to do the same work that they were doing, and they have to find other work. Mm. Many people find themselves to be a widow or widower, and the income they had from their spouse is not there, and they don't have enough to live on. So there's a number of reasons, and they're all very sad, because most of these people don't know how to find work in today's world.
Sandra Wolf found herself in just such a situation. She is 63 years old, a widow, and looking for a job. Ms. Wolf retired from the banking industry in 2007. She's now working with Mature Services in Akron, Ohio, to update her computer skills as she hunts for work. She joins us from member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
So what happened?
Well, my husband preceded me in death, so the income is not what it would have been. Also, I still have a lot of energy. And I don't want to just sit back. I want to still be active and working.
Yeah. So what's the job market like nowadays for you?
Very difficult. Mm-hmm. For people who have retired, you've done one thing for so long, and things have changed. When I was younger and I first started working, when you applied for a job, it was one job. You only really needed to do whatever you applied for. Now you have to wear a whole lot of different hats. Mm-hmm. So you're not applying for one job. You're applying for many jobs.
What's it like to be in the same job market as people who are less than half your age?
Well, it's difficult because some of them are just coming out of college, and the employer has a tendency to look at people my age and older or around my age as health hazards. They think that younger people are healthier.
Well, what's your thinking like at this moment?
I'm very healthy, still have lots of energy, and if I didn't need the money to supplement my income, I would just do volunteer work. That's how important helping is to me.
And may I ask, Ms. Wolf, do you have some kind of retirement income in pensions or savings? And how is that looking now?
Savings are pretty much gone.
Yeah.
But I have my husband's pension, and I also have my pension from the bank. But the cost of living is so high.
Yeah.
You know, housing, gas, everything is so expensive that it's hard to retire and really retire.
Ms. Wolf, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Sandra Wolf joined us from member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. I want to turn back now to Cynthia Metzler of Experience Works. You busier than ever?
We're seeing an over 50% increase in the requests of people coming to us for assistance. And we have a waiting list right now of over 2,000 people.
But do you see people who had assiduously planned to spend these years finally enjoying themselves? People who worked hard and had delayed plans to vacation and travel and that sort of thing, or take adult education courses, now they can't do that.
Yes, we do see exactly the people you're talking about. We see people who had planned to retire, that they thought they saved, they thought they had lived the kind of life that they were going to be able to be in Florida or South Carolina or wherever they were living in their years of retirement, seeing their grandchildren, taking the kind of courses that you mentioned. And now they simply don't have enough money to pay their bills. They may be facing foreclosure. We've seen, in the way we count statistics, an increase of about 140% among our applicants of people who are at risk of homelessness. So people who thought they were going to have one kind of life are finding themselves in an economically strapped position.
Cynthia Metzler, President and CEO of Experience Works, thanks very much.
Thank you.